Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 11th of January 2019 is History of US Science Fiction and Fantasy Magazines to 1950. Science fiction and fantasy magazines began to be published in the US in the 1920s. Stories with science fiction themes had been appearing for decades in pulp magazines such as Argosy, but there were no magazines that specialized in a single genre until 1915, when Street & Smith, one of the major pulp publishers, brought out Detective Story magazine. The first magazine to focus solely on fantasy and horror was Weird Tales, which was launched in 1923, and established itself as the leading weird fiction magazine over the next two decades. Writers such as H.P. Lovecraft, Clark Ashton Smith and Robert E. Howard became regular contributors. In 1926, Weird Tales was joined by Amazing Stories, published by Hugo Gernsback. Amazing printed only science fiction, and no fantasy. Gernsback included a letter column in Amazing Stories, and this led to the creation of organized science fiction fandom, as fans contacted each other using the addresses published with the letters. Gernsback wanted the fiction he printed to be scientifically accurate, and educational, as well as entertaining, but found it difficult to obtain stories that met his goals. He printed The Moon Pool by Abraham Merritt in 1927, despite it being completely unscientific. Gernsback lost control of Amazing Stories in 1929, but quickly started several new magazines. Wonder Stories, one of Gernsback's titles, was edited by David Lazar, who worked to improve the quality of the fiction he received. Another early competitor was Astounding Stories of Super Science, which appeared in 1930, edited by Harry Bates, but Bates printed only the most basic adventure stories with minimal scientific content, and little of the material from his era is now remembered. In 1933, Astounding was acquired by Street & Smith, and it soon became the leading magazine in the new genre, publishing early classics such as Murray Leinster's Sidewise and Time in 1934. A couple of competitors to Weird Tales for fantasy and weird fiction appeared, but none lasted, and the 1930s is regarded as Weird Tales' heyday. Between 1939 and 1941, there was a boom in science fiction and fantasy magazines. Several publishers joined the field, including Standard Magazines, with Startling Stories and Thrilling Wonder Stories, a retitling of Wonder Stories, Popular Publications, with Astonishing Stories and Super Science Stories, and Fiction House, with Planet Stories, which focused on melodramatic tales of interplanetary adventure. Ziff Davis launched Fantastic Adventures, a fantasy companion to Amazing. Astounding extended its preeminence in the field during the boom. The editor, John W. Campbell, developed a stable of young writers that included Robert A. Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, and A. E. Van Vogt, and the period starting in 1938, when Campbell took control of Astounding, is often referred to as the Golden Age of science fiction. Well-known stories from this era include Slan, by Van Vogt, and Nightfall, by Asimov. Campbell also launched Unknown, a fantasy companion to Astounding, in 1939. This was the first serious competitor for Weird Tales. Although wartime paper shortages forced Unknown's cancellation in 1943, it is now regarded as one of the most influential pulp magazines. Only 8 science fiction and fantasy magazines survived World War II. All were still in pulp magazine format except for Astounding, which had switched to a digest format in 1943. Astounding continued to publish popular stories, including Vintage Season by C.L. Moore, and With Folded Hands, by Jack Williamson. The quality of the fiction in the other magazines improved over the decade, Startling Stories and Thrilling Wonder in particular publishing some excellent material, and challenging Astounding for the leadership of the field. A few more pulps were launched in the late 1940s, but almost all were intended as vehicles to reprint old classics. One exception, Out of This World Adventures, was an experiment by Avon, combining fiction with some pages of comics. It was a failure and lasted only 2 issues. Magazines in digest format began to appear towards the end of the decade, including Other Worlds, edited by Raymond Palmer. In 1949, the first issue of the magazine of fantasy and science fiction appeared, followed in October 1950 by the first issue of Galaxy Science Fiction. Both were digests, and between them soon dominated the field. Very few science fiction or fantasy pulps were launched after this date. The 1950s was the beginning of the era of digest magazines, though the leading pubs continued until the mid-1950s, and authors began selling to mainstream magazines and large book publishers. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:29 UTC on Friday, the 11th of January 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for History of U.S. Science Fiction and Fantasy Magazines to 1950. This podcast is produced by Arbalsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbalsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.